West Park Democrat Chevron Jones is the bill's House sponsor.
This bill creates a new section of statute requiring law enforcement agencies that currently permit law enforcement officers to wear body cameras to create rules and regulations for the maintenance and storage of the body cameras. This bill also requires law enforcement agencies to retain the body cameras, recording data in compliance with Statute 119.21, and to perform periodic reviews of agency practices to ensure compliance with the agency's policies and procedures.
Since the bill was filed in early December, Jones admits the measure has gone through quite a few changes, and there are now two separate bills related to body cameras in the Senate. That confused a lot of Florida lawmakers who've only seen Jones's bill in the House, but he promised the House would soon get a chance to see the other Senate bill, providing a public records exemption for body camera recordings done by law enforcement.
In the beginning of the bill creation, the bill was started off as a mandate. And then when a strike all took place over in the Senate, it totally had both bills running in totally different directions, one with the privacy aspect and one with the policy and procedures aspect of it.
Jones' measure has the support of law enforcement groups like the Florida Police Benevolent Association, Florida Police Chiefs Association, and the Florida Sheriffs Association. It also has the support of the American Civil Liberties Union of Florida's Michelle Richardson, who's had problems with the body camera bills in past committee stops.
We think this is a great first step to regulate body camera use in Florida. We understand there are 24 departments who are using, piloting, or considering cameras at this time, and these sorts of regulations will make sure that there's clarity for officers, that the public will be on notice about when they will be recorded, that departments will consider privacy factors, and that the public and this body will be able to conduct oversight of how these cameras are used.
She says this House bill is a much better alternative than the Senate bill that attempts to address privacy concerns.
We think this is a much better alternative to SB 248. There is not a House partner to that bill. We understand it will be sent over here, but the ACLU and 19 other civil rights organizations in Florida oppose that approach. We would rather you start with something like HB 57, which is a softer touch and allows for more oversight and accountability of what is actually captured by those cameras.
While some lawmakers support the House bill, some, like Stewart Republican Gail Harrell, still had some privacy concerns.
I do appreciate the voluntary nature of this and also the ability to set up the policies so that everybody is apprised ahead of time what the policies and procedures are. I still have some concerns about the privacy issues. I look forward to seeing House bill, Senate bill 248, and want to make sure that all privacy is protected under this.
And Venice Republican Julio Gonzalez agreed.
I would add, I've been in very close contact with my sheriff department, and considerations about how much expenditures to the department would have to take place in order to accommodate a broad exposure of privacy concerns is a consideration for them as well. So I think this will have cost implications as well.
Still, Jones says the bill is heading in the right direction.
It has been a long time coming with the bill. Yes, it's not. This is not the end-all, be-all for it, but I will assure you that there are a lot of research taking place, and by Florida taking the lead on this, I think we're moving in the right direction.
And the measure passed the House Judiciary Committee unanimously Tuesday, sending the measure to the floor. Meanwhile, its Senate companion has one more committee stop before it heads to the floor. And after getting teed up on the floor Tuesday, the Senate's body camera public records exemption bill is slated for a vote next week. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Kortner.